Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. Welcome in, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Thank you so much for making the show part of your day, as always. Means a lot. Logan Paulson joins us at 3. He has watched the film. He has crunched some numbers. He will discuss not only looking in the rearview mirror of the Chiefs game, but looking in the windshield, the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau this weekend with us when he stops by in 55 minutes. Danny, Dustin Hopkins is out. Yeah. Landon Collins has a new position. And the Packers are on the horizon.
They're looming. Oh, do I have the red ass today. Beautiful day. Gorgeous outside. I love the fall so much. It's undefeated. People don't like the fall. They're stupid. Tell them I said so if they're not listening right now. And if you aren't listening right now, you're making a mistake. I am so annoyed. First of all, how was the Caps game last night? Did you have fun? I'm not mad that you got to go. I'm mad that I don't know what it looked like. Good call, NHL. Good call, you floundering .2-rated television league. No one watches your championships or your all-star game, you stupid morons. Where scoring is at a premium in all the other sports, and you're finding a way to have more fighting and clutching and grabbing and deflections. Widen the rink, idiots. I would have loved to have watched my Washington Capitals, who are off to a very nice start, I might add, going up against the team that everybody's telling me is the best in the NHL. The Stanley Cup favorite, Colorado, former Capital Burakovskis. I'm not going to say that last night. Are you kidding me? Good decision. Great call. If you make me, I already pay so much money to my crappy cable provider. If you make it hard on me, I'll make it hard on you. How about we don't talk about you? How about we ignore your existence? Idiots. I want to watch Alex Ovechkin score goals on the stupid Colorado people. I couldn't do that last night. That's dumb. I'm already pissed off when I go to bed last night, just hearing rumors of what was going on in the game. I tried 19 different streaming things, illegally setting up pirate signals and whatnot, afraid I got a rap on the door from the stupid FBI telling me I'm in violation of the Sokovia Accords, like I'm Captain America on the run. And then the football team that I have to care about because it's in my blood, make sure they exercise a wonderful, wonderful tap dance of incompetence today. Hey, we're the business side. We can't get right. We're the worst thing about this organization. The football ops said, hold my non-alcoholic beer and watch how stupid we are. Look at our process. Look at this nonsensical, idiotic process where we, 2 weeks ago, it ain't a problem until it's a problem. Now it's a problem? Now it's a problem? You overmatched boob, you dinosaur, you Carolina Charlotte area code overmatched idiot, you buffoon. I want to preach competition. What about at the spots that matter, like kicker and quarterback? No, not those. Well, Fitz will come in here and do it, but now we're rebuilding. Cool rebuild. Why don't you stick with the guy that you told us was your guy? Or, I don't know, use the entire offseason where this whole process is allowed. You can add personnel. You can draft them. You drafted a long snapper. The cheese man is here. You couldn't have brought in a kicker to compete with a guy that you think sucks after 6 weeks? Moronic. Idiotic. Pathetic. Last straw. Hand going up. A vote of no confidence in leadership. I'm not advocating for anyone to be fired, but when they are, and they will, mind you, because they can't do it, Ron and the two Martys, and everybody with a Charlotte cell phone, enjoy your next stop. Losers. You can't get right. You're stupid. This is dumb. Good message you're sending. I cut the kicker. I'm a tough guy. My thing about it is I'm preaching accountability. Good, great lesson. Lesson learned. Sacrifice the kicker on the altar. Awesome. Message received. We're all set now. We got it, guys. We sorted out all the problems. Dustin is gone. Now we'll do it. Now we'll start to cover somebody. Now our offense won't suck in an era of offense. Score more than 20 points. Pathetic. What a stupid organization I care about. God, I wish I didn't care about them. I wish I didn't care. Stuck here caring. I'm sorry, Grant. I'm monopolized. You're trying to intro the damn show. Who else is coming up today?
I don't know what just happened. So what are you more mad about? Not getting to watch the Capitals. And I should tell you, by the way, the game was a blast.
Was it? You had fun?
I had
you have good
really,
seats? Good I view?
Really good seats. Really good time.
What did it sound like?
It sounded like an atmosphere of joy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people coming together.
Evgeny, you may have seen this in the box score. Evgeny Kuznetsov scored not once, but twice.
Well, I'd like to see give a damn Kuznetsov, but we might have him this year.
2018, Kuzi was
yeah,
there last
I'll
night.
Change my opinion of the team. I would have liked to have seen it, judge it with my own stupid eyeballs. I can't skate backwards. I don't know anything about hockey. I just watch the Capitals sometimes. Unbelievable.
And then the Hopkins thing, I'm very surprised that you're this upset about.
I don't care about Dustin Hopkins specifically. He's in the whatever tier. He's in the whatever tier of kicking. He's replacement level. But I tell you who I don't know about is a guy that hasn't kicked in the NFL. Mr. Northwestern 2016 blew it to whatever the kid's
Pitt.
Name is.
He went to Pitt.
Yeah, he's from down the street. Awesome. That's adorable. This is so asinine.
So here's what I don't get about this, by the way. Ron Rivera said a couple weeks ago on the Junkies, this was not a problem. And since then, Dustin Hopkins has made 7 of his 8 kicks. All of his extra points, missed 1 field goal attempt. From when he wasn't a problem. And then he got cut today. The timing of this makes no sense. I understand that he missed a 42-yard field goal this past week. A field goal, by the way, they shouldn't have been attempting because it made no sense to attempt said field goal. But whatever. So I guess the point was, it's not a problem till it's a problem. It wasn't a problem when you almost lost when he missed 2 extra points against Atlanta because you won. But then in a game where you got boat raced by 18 and it was really never that close, you gave up 499 yards and you scored 13 points on a terrible defense.
Yeah, Hopkins didn't get pressure on Mahomes that time. That's on him.
He missed a field goal when you lost by 18 and should have probably lost by 27.
Yeah, Hopkins wasn't there deep on Callaway on that one touchdown, or Harris on the touchdown. He didn't rub coverage on Callaway out there in the flat for the easy touchdown. He didn't jump on the Hail Mary. You got it fixed, Ron. You got it.
I think this is just a message-sending endeavor.
Yeah.
That's what this is, hey, guys, I'm not afraid to make changes. And I also think it's a message for the fans, too. I really do believe there has been a call for urgency the last couple of weeks. There's been a call from people for him to do something, anything. Just act like you're upset. Please show that you're angry and not stoic and sitting there and okay and content with 2-3 becoming 2-4 and soon to be 2-5 and eventually maybe 2-6. And this was his olive branch, so to speak, because you cut the kicker. It's always the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, right.
And fans are going to clap like seals. Fans have been wanting this guy gone for weeks, incorrectly, by the way. They hated Graham Gano. They hated David Akers. You name a kicker who left here and goes on to be really good elsewhere. They hated that guy, too. Newsflash, kickers miss field goals. What I don't understand, in addition to the timing of this, which makes absolutely no sense, when he was bad in the preseason, they wouldn't even have him compete with anyone.
Thank you.
When he was missing kicks in August, they didn't even bring anyone into practice against him.
Thank you.
But now he's making most of his kicks, and he's actually way better at this moment than he was earlier in the year, and now you decide to cut him. That is baffling and confounding. But beyond that, cut Dustin Hopkins. Middle of the pack kicker, statistically.
Uh-huh.
There are 11 guys who have kicked the 14 field goals he has or more so far this season. 3 of them have kicked at a higher percentage than him. That's it. Only 3 kickers have missed fewer than the 2 field goals he has with 14 or more attempts. So, just this is not an opinion. This is just fact. Statistically, he's upper half of the league, middle of the pack, if you want to say that. But he's certainly not having a bad season. He had an awful preseason. He had a bad camp, by all accounts, for the people that were out there. But he has not had a bad season. Luckily, he got a mulligan on the Giants kick that didn't go on the ledger. But the guy they're bringing in has never kicked in the league. I looked up his numbers on Pro Football Reference. There weren't any. He made sub 70% of his kicks in college, and whatever, that's years ago. A lot of guys are bad college kickers, and theoretically, he's a lot better now. He's a local guy, so I'm sure people listening know him personally, and send him a text and tell him I wish him luck. I want nothing but the best for Blewett. But they didn't bring someone in here who's made game winners and who's been in the league for years. There's a kicker in Jacksonville who's their most accurate kicker in history who was having a terrible year, so they just went with someone else and cut him the other day. He's still waiting for a phone call. Bring someone in who's kicked in a game. That part of this also made no sense. Why this guy?
Yeah, I don't care that they traded out Dustin Hopkins for another kicker. I don't know if it'll... Maybe it works. Maybe it works great. Maybe when they got rid of... why am I blanking on the guy's name? The guy before Hopkins, who was okay.
Kai Forbath.
Yeah, weak leg, but fairly accurate. You go, hey, you better be sure. And Hopkins, I think, was fine. He didn't have a great year last year.
Remember,
he was just okay.
Name a kicker people didn't think was terrible.
Yeah.
Sean Sweezum was like the most accurate in team history, went on to have a really good run in Pittsburgh. People always don't like the kicker. You know why? Because it's a bad team, and you're looking for things that you can actually like change. Well, it's always easy to just run a kicker out of here. If you were a good team, you might have better feelings about the kicker because games wouldn't always come down to kicks.
And here's what I care about. I care about this part of it more than anything else. There is a whole offseason. There's a draft. There's free agency. There's a big game of musical chairs that takes place. If you could cut a guy after six games because he ain't it, it means you were wrong in your evaluation. That's first and foremost. Never needs to be forgotten. Needs to be right there on the front of our minds. You bet on this guy and you were wrong according to your own actions. That's number one. Number two, the time to figure this out is not week six. The time to figure it out, again, as you correctly pointed out, was after last season when you're doing some of these evaluations. You go, hey, we could probably use an upgrade there. Either do that, bring in competition, figure it out. If Blewett is that much better than Dustin Hopkins and he's sitting on his ass for, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years, whenever he last kicked at Pitt, you bring that guy into the springtime. You bring him into an OTA. You bring him into a mini camp, training camp, preseason, something. But they didn't. That's our guy. That's our guy. That's our guy. Until that's not your guy anymore, because you could sacrifice him on some altar to try to prove some point about accountability.
That's not your guy anymore. That's not your guy.
It's some transparent half message letting the guys know, oh, I'm really serious about this. My way or the highway. Take that, Dustin Hopkins. It's so idiotic. It's so pathetic. It's so transparent to me. If you wanted to replace him, you had ample opportunity to do so for months and months and months and months. What you did was you shirked every avenue for improvement at a position that was awful last year. Hopkins was awful last year. Now, for a team that isn't particularly good, you allow a guy to go through some struggles because I thought you were rebuilding. If you're rebuilding this year, you continue to allow that same thing
happen.
That's
another good point, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We got people calling up saying, hey, guys, everyone needs to relax. They're rebuilding. Right? That's a thing that we're hearing.
Yeah.
Caller yesterday. Ron Rivera, without saying it, has basically started to hedge a little bit and said, hey, remember now, it's year two, and he's doing that too. You don't cut a kicker because he missed a 42-yard field goal this past week, and like you can't tolerate and abide that if you're rebuilding. Again, the actions do not match what they occasionally say after they lose, which is, now we're rebuilding, but if you win this weekend against the Packers, you're not. I mean, that part of it is strange, I would say.
It's all included. It is the mark of a group without a plan. It's a mark of a group that thinks they're the smartest guys in the room everywhere they go. And it's a mark of a group that is insulated, that doesn't have real qualified personnel evaluating decision makers at the top. They have lackeys that report to Ron Rivera, who is not good at this part of his job. Their offseason stunk. The results of that are disastrous. They're in the toilet. They're about to be 2-7.
It's early. I mean, in fairness to their offseason having been a disaster, there are certain elements of, so far, getting nothing out of this offseason class that I would still bet money on are going to end up turning into something.
Like Curtis Samuel.
Curtis Samuel will help them a ton. I think De'Ami Brown is going to have a good career here. So it is early. Like, that needs to be at least acknowledged.
Sure.
You don't sign Curtis Samuel or draft De'Ami Brown because by October 20th, you think they're going to be game changers. I mean, Samuel, you thought by now would be a massive impact player. But my point is, he signed a several-year contract for a reason. You're building something, and you want him to be part of that over the last couple months.
Sure.
But certainly moving forward.
Yeah, and they've demonstrated gross incompetence when it comes to figuring out what to do with Samuel and how to do it. right? We were told everything is fine when he missed OTAs, so everything was fine when he missed the mini camp, everything was fine when he wasn't practicing a training camp. So we were JP Finley was scolded on a press conference because you brought up the idea that the guy might need surgery. Hey, is that a possibility? By the way, I bet you $1,000 he does. That's the way to fix this stupid thing, but they're trying to opt out of it, and he'll practice once, maybe get six snaps and be out for 6 weeks again. Great handling of everything. It's going great. Your hand-picked trainer's getting cuffed and stuffed by Roscoe P. Coltrane from the DEA. You're getting your facility ready, but you got enough time to not be there to get your car washed on a Friday before the game. What is it you do here? What is it you do here? You get snippy with members of the media at press conferences so far. Stoically standing there on the sideline while your team lays a turd at midfield. Doing great.
I want to read a tweet from a guy named John who said, "The fan base in the media has become ridiculous. It does not matter what the coaches do. What changes they make, you guys complain about, and if they don't make changes, there are even more complaints." I understand that criticism. I disagree with it. I think it's wrong. But I think there's someone listening in their car right now who says, wait a second. These guys have kind of bashed having Hopkins around for a little while. Now they cut him and they're angry. Well, I'll just speak for myself. I can't speak for anybody else. But what I've said all along is very consistent. For the record, I've never said I would cut Dustin Hopkins. I don't think it makes a ton of sense to do that. If he was missing a bunch of kicks, sure, I would cut him. If he missed three or four kicks in his first seven or eight, okay, fine. Let's go find another kicker. Somebody's better than that. But when I cut him, I wouldn't have signed a guy who's never kicked in an NFL regular season game. And I wouldn't have signed a guy with zero track record. I think that's really gutsy from Rivera. I think that's a ballsy decision. It's not one I would have made. On top of that, I said I was shocked they didn't have a second kicker at camp. Made no sense to me. I thought they didn't bring in anybody during the preseason, and that was really odd when he was really scuffling. To me, that's when they should have had a competition, even if you botched it during the offseason, during training camp. But I've always said I wouldn't cut him. So this is not inconsistent. This is not a he can't win one way or the other thing. He kept him when he was kicking badly and stood by him and said he wasn't a problem. And then he started kicking better, and he's been much better since. And I guess it was like if you miss one more kick, whenever it is, however it happens,
you're on triple secret probation, I guess.
He's missed one kick inside of 50 yards this year. He's 11 of 12. The two extra points, obviously, against Atlanta. By the way, look around. Like, people that don't watch football might think you never miss an extra point or you never miss a kick. Again, there are 11 kickers with as many kicks as him this year. Only three of them have made a higher percentage of them. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. Look it up. Crunch some numbers. You got an NFL.com access like I do. But, you know, I'm not in any way bothered, frustrated, annoyed. It is what it is. You can cut Hopkins or don't cut Hopkins. Doesn't change my day at all. I just don't think this is about Hopkins. I think he decided, I got to do something. What can I do that basically sends the fewest ripple effects through the building possible that might feel like I'm throwing a bone to a ravenous fan base or to a media that's starting to ask tough questions? Well, I'll cut the kicker. That's what it feels like to me. What do you guys think of the decision to move on without Hopkins? What's your reaction to the news today? Are you surprised that now was the time they did it with him seemingly having turned a corner since the season started? 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Dustin Hopkins is out. Landon Collins has a new position. We're going to get to that coming up on the show. We've kind of known for a while he was a linebacker more than he was a safety.
Yeah, he didn't know that when he posted on Instagram this summer. Like, LOL, I'm not doing that. Yeah, you are, because you stink at the other thing.
The last couple of weeks, he's played linebacker, not safety, and now Rivera's all but referring to him as a linebacker to the media.
He's like, I'm a safety, and I'm like, I'm a male model. Somehow, neither thing is true.
I don't know how that conversation went, but Rivera, and we'll play the audio in a little bit, made it sound like he went to Landon and said, hey, man, this isn't working. You're going to play linebacker for us. So we'll discuss that in a little bit. But right now, the news of the day, I was really surprised. I saw the email come out for the Washington football team of a roster move. I clicked on the link and I saw Hopkins out, blew it in. I'm most surprised by the timing, and I'm second most surprised by, if you would have told me they're cutting Hopkins, who's been here for several years and at times been one of the better kickers in the league. Now, I'm not going to say right now that he's that. I think he's kind of middle of the pack and fine. But there have been stretches where he was fantastic. But you're cutting a guy who's kicking at an 85 or so percent clip this year, who's been here since 2015, the last time they made the playoffs. I would have thought, okay, move on from Hopkins, whatever. You're probably bringing someone in who's been awesome. You're bringing in someone with a long track record. The guy they're bringing in has not kicked in the NFL in a regular season game, to my knowledge. I looked him up on Pro Football Reference today and kept scrolling, and there weren't any regular season kicks. The transaction log says June of 19, he was cut by the Bears. June of 19, he was signed by the Bears. I don't know. I hope he makes all of his kicks. I shouldn't even say that. That's not going to happen. That's unrealistic.
I hope he does great,
but
honestly.
I hope he has a long, prosperous, awesome career. But there's a long list of guys that people wanted out of here at kicker. Like, I don't know, Graham Gano is one of the best kickers in the league behind Justin Tucker right now, who have left and had a lot of success. But what was your reaction? That's the question. Gambit DC listener lines, 800-636-1067. I mean, we've talked about this for weeks, and a lot of people have wanted him gone at times whenever he's missed a kick for weeks and weeks. Let's go to Kevin in Stafford. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I'm great, fellas. How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, like I told you, producer, I'm glad you guys are not evaluating me on my job. But moving right along.
That made me laugh.
You know, hey, like Grant said a few minutes, seconds ago, Hopkins used to be one of the better kickers in the league. But over, you know, the last several years, you've seen him decline. You know, last year was really an awful year for him. But having said that, if they really wanted to make a splash, a bigger fish to throw out of the boat would have been Landon Collins. If you want to shake up the locker room, throw him back, because he can't play linebacker either. So what do you do?
That's just a funny reference.
Yeah, then what?
What a way with words. That's eloquent and awesome. He said, if you want to make a bigger splash, the fish to throw out of the boat was Landon Collins. And I'm just thinking of a fish flopping into the water with the splash coming back at the boat. It's pretty funny. There's a lot of money tied into Landon
Collins.
Yeah,
so you can't cut him now because the dead cap is just prohibitive.
I mean, honestly, they could.
Well, I suppose they could.
They just have to eat a lot of money. Yeah. And for that reason, number one, it's harder to do, but probably bigger deal. Number two, it means you were wrong. Now, it wasn't this regime, so maybe they shouldn't care about that. That was a yacht pick. That was Dan and Bruce. But you're not cutting Landon Collins if you're Ron Rivera without permission from Dan Snyder. Dan and Bruce brought in Landon Collins. Dan took him out to dinner and gave him one of the two Sean Taylor jerseys he had that was signed. You're getting permission from the owner. And I don't think I mean Tanya. I'm talking about Dan. If you're cutting Landon Collins. Let's go to Quan in Arlington. What's going on? How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You got it, bud.
I mean, it kind of just goes back to what you just said about this Landon Collins thing. It has to be approved by Dan. And this whole thing is indicative of Snyder's behavior. The ceremony, the jersey retirement of Sean Taylor was, to use Grant's word, a way to satisfy the ravenous fan base. And that's what this reeks of. I mean, we all thought that Ron Rivera would be immune to this trickle-down effect from Dan Snyder, but it comes year in and year out, and we're seeing it play out again with another coach just kind of like, oh, what do? I'm getting nervous. I've got to do something to satisfy the fan base and satisfy the media. And I just feel like it all starts with the head and with the leadership, and it just, you know, nothing's changed.
Appreciate you, dude. I mean, so individual, I don't think Dan Snyder's getting involved in kicking decisions. And back to that, when I understand Landon Collins' big picture, as you said, yacht picks, the Haynesworth type sign,
second
or whatever.
Second most expensive player on the team behind Scherf.
But I'm thinking of the kicker spot specifically. This past offseason, Matt Prater, Randy Bullock, Nick Folk, who's killing it in New England.
14 of 15. Him and Tucker are probably the two best kickers in the NFL
right now. These are free agents. Michael Badgley, Aldrick Rosa, Zane Gonzalez, all guys that are competitive kickers. If you wanted to upgrade a kicker, you had every right to do so. You had a grand opportunity to do that. There is a period where guys aren't employed by any teams, and then there's bidding wars to sign their services. It's a pretty simple process known as free agency. If you wanted to upgrade with your evaluation, then you do that. Or at a minimum, if you don't want to go all in, you don't want to sign a guy like Ryan Succop to a $12 million deal if you're Tampa Bay. That's too much for a kicker. You want to go the bargain basement route. There's plenty of guys floating around, right? Everyone from Steven Gostkowski to Joey Sly to a million others. You want to bring in someone to compete with the guy. That's a reasonable thing. And if Dustin Hopkins wins that competition, that's fine. That is totally fine. Some fans will be pissed off, and that's cool too, man. That's a wonderful thing to be able to debate whether the kicker can make the kick or not. That's awesome. Let's have that conversation. He shirked every possible opportunity to have competition, to have anything direct other than, he's our guy. He's our guy. It's not a problem until it isn't. 2 weeks ago, he said that. 2 weeks, I think, to the day, he said, it's not a problem until it's a problem. Nothing has changed that was problematic. Not a single thing. He's still kicking at the same clip that he was before. I know he had the missed extra points against Atlanta. I'm aware of that. After that, you told us it wasn't a problem.
But this is my point.
Now all of a sudden it is? It's fraudulent. It's doublespeak.
He endorsed him, said it wasn't a problem, said he was his guy, and he was confident that he was going to get it going after he missed those extra points. And he did. Rivera last year, when everybody wanted Hopkins out, stood by him and said, this is a good kicker. He'll get it going. He did. He made 14 of his final 15 kicks. He got on a heater. Since he came out and backed him and said he's not an issue, he's made 7 of 8 kicks all purpose. And now you cut him. And that's why I think it was almost like maybe he just decided, all right, this was a bad week around here going into the Chiefs game. The questions, you know, me going back and forth with the media, the Sean Taylor stuff. If we get worked by the Chiefs, I'm going to have to throw them a bone, basically. I don't know how many bones he debated throwing, like which the other options were. This was the easiest path of least resistance move where you can now say, see, there's some urgency, guys. I'm not sitting here doing nothing. You guys act like I'm just sitting back and letting this happen. There was also a comment that stood out to me, and I talked about it a million times over on Monday, off air, on air with you.
Mm-hmm.
He said something about, because he was like, I'm going to start doing some things differently, was his point. But he was asked about that to expound upon it by Sam Fortier of the Post. And I got to find the exact quote, but it was something like, because he uses these like axioms that he likes to live by. And he's like, what you allow is, or what you accept is who you are, or
you know, what you allow is what you accept.
Yeah, something like that. Was that his exact quote?
I think
quote?
That's what it was, yeah.
What you allow is what you accept. I don't even know what that means. But basically what he was saying was, if we just keep doing this and nothing changes, I'm accepting that we're bad, basically. So that told me right then, and I said to you, I'm like, they're going to make some kind of move. I didn't know what it was. I didn't think it would be Dustin Hopkins getting cut, who we just backed 2 weeks ago. But it seemed to me like he just felt like his back was against the wall and he had to swing a little bit, and this was that move. Let's go to Deacon in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Deacon?
Yeah, listen, it's like Ron Rivera has just... he's just giving us a bone. It's like the innocent kid that on the monster pictures where they got the monster, the big evil monster in the woods that you never see. So they put the little innocent child out there, and then that appeases him until the next one is available. So the bottom line is, yeah, he was supposed to give up a sacrifice, but not Hopkins. You listen, it's that we're already bad. Now we're worse. But, you know, we thank everybody, the fans, for the patience. But my patience has run out. I'm like the rant that went on this afternoon before all of this started. I'm just that person that was speaking with it. It was Grant or Danny. I don't know which one made the
Danny
rant.
Danny went crazy at 2:02, yeah.
I was the rant. I was the person that he was speaking through him. I just didn't say all the nice words. I was bleep, 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 and the bleep, 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 bleep.
I appreciate you, Deacon.
I want to be clear about something. If they had done what NFL teams do and brought in competition for the kicker, signed somebody, done the thing that he preached competition. Ron Rivera did. Rightfully so, by the way. Well, he didn't do it at quarterback, because I'm sure they made some kind of backroom promise to Ryan Fitzpatrick. How'd that work out for you? But if they'd done the normal course of events, I wouldn't give a damn about cutting Dustin Hopkins today. I'd talk about it with you in the normal NFL evaluation thing. I'd go, well, it's probably not the smartest move. You're going to a guy that hasn't kicked before, but, you know, they see him in practice. Let's move on. I wouldn't care.
Kyle Blewett kicks, certainly Sunday at Lambeau, but over the next few weeks is going to be fascinating.
Yeah.
Like if he comes in, he hits a 52-yarder, and, you know, he's drilling kicks, and he's 7 for his first 7, then okay, let's give Ron Rivera credit. It worked. But what if, I mean, you're going to Lambeau, which is not a great environment. I don't know what the weather's going to be there, but it's an outdoor stadium in the cold. What if this guy's like 0 for 3? I mean, maybe he'll just stop kicking field goals. But we have no idea if he can kick or not.
Sure.
There's no film of him doing it in the league in the last few years.
And again, I don't the specific transaction of cutting a kicker and signing another guy, that's routine. It happens almost weekly in this league, right? It's a fickle position, and that's fine. I care about the process. I care about all of the words that I heard about how this is the guy, I'm standing by him, that's that. And you could stand by somebody and make him compete still. You could still think he's your guy and bring in at least someone else as a courtesy. He wouldn't do that. He didn't do it for a year. And now you do this? Again, I would not care one iota if this Blewett kid was here in OTAs, if he was around at training camp. Competing. That's the word. It ate Ron Rivera alive. They didn't make Dwayne Haskins compete. Then he didn't compete at quarterback the next year, and he didn't compete at kicker. You have clear control of this. It's your roster, dude. Do it. Just sign a guy. Hell, bring me in. I'll miss some field goals. You could say Hopkins won.
In fairness, you refuse to kick.
I'll pull a quad. I'll do it for money. I'll show up there for money, pull my quad, and you can have Hopkins win.
You still refuse to kick.
You didn't offer me any money.
Yeah, $500.
Yeah, to some charity or something. Give it to me.
No, no, it was $500 to you if you made the kicks.
Nah, it wasn't to me. It was to a charity of my choice.
No, it was 100% to you.
I'll come kick, and he can have the guy win the competition. You make it rigged. Let Dustin Hopkins win the competition. At least say you did it. That's the only thing I care about. I care about the process and their gross ineptitude and doublespeak. It's the same. This guy can't do it.
Mr. Lawson on Twitter says he missed a field goal that changed the momentum of the game.
Yeah, he did.
He missed a field goal in a game they lost by 18 points. If you thought that kick was one of their 10 biggest problems in that game, I would disagree with you. There were a lot of things that happened bad in that game. No one else is losing their job. Now, if your point is just, look, he's not that good, there's no reason to care or be that frustrated, fine. But then the context and everything else going on doesn't matter to you. And I think there's just a bigger conversation to have. And I would also point out, oh, by the way, that if you care about information and actual facts, if you compare him to the other people that do his job in 31 other towns, he stacks up pretty favorably so far this year. And even if you keep the miss kick in against the Giants, he still stacks up really favorably. If you add the kick that didn't count, that was a miss, to his ledger. Still top half the league percentages and the performance, the production this year. 800-636-1067. You want to react? Remember, Logan Paulson is on the show at 3. He's been watching the film not only of this past weekend against the Chiefs, we'll see who played well and who didn't, but also of the Packers. We'll get a game plan together for Green Bay with Logie coming up top of the hour on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, there's not a lot of guys out there with a lot of experience right now. And we had brought Chris in before, and Chris and did the same thing in the workout he did before. You know, he I think he only missed one. It was over a 50 yarder. I think of both of his trials that he had. That's how consistent he was. He kicks the ball off relatively deep. He kicked one yesterday into the wind. We didn't have him kick with the wind. We had him kick into the wind. He kicked one into the wind that had about 4.5 second hang time and was about 7 yards deep. So we know he's got a strong leg for kickoff. So we felt pretty good about that. You know, and again, as I said, that was, you know, it was my decision and, you know, I own that.
Ron Rivera, a little reversal on Dustin Hopkins over the last couple of weeks. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. What do you make of the decision to move on from the place kicker? And was this a Hopkins decision? I mean, honestly, it could be. We're looking into this, and I'm saying it's a message-sending endeavor. Danny's got his theories. Could have been as simple as Rivera, you miss another kick, you're out. And even though he's kicking a lot better now than when he endorsed him and supported him weeks ago.
Yeah, he might legit think this new guy is better than the old guy. That's not a crazy thing to have happen.
Absolutely. You watch them kick side by side in workouts and you go, you know what? Let's give Blewett a shot here. Maybe we get better at a position. It's like dropping someone and picking something up on your fantasy team who's got more points on the year.
Yeah.
In your stat categories. Do you buy that? I mean, could it just be that simple? Chris is in Chesapeake. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How about you?
What's up, man?
Good. Look, this clown show has gone to the movies. Remember Bull Durham? Remember when the manager went up to Crash and said, I don't know what to do? And Crash said,
they're kids.
You got to scare them.
Scare them.
You got to scare them. They're kids. Scare them. So Rivera went up to Fitz. What do? Fitz says, you got to scare them. I think I'll cut the kicker. That's it. Because and back at the Bull Durham, because they were lollygagging. Everybody out there is lollygagging. So they scared them. They cut the kicker. That's it. Bottom line.
It's a good call. Thank you. They're lollygagging on the field. They're lollygagging to make tackles.
The toughest job a manager has.
PJ's in Reston on G&D. What's up, PJ?
Hey, guys. The Bull Durham thing is a funny reference. If they're lollygagging, you cut the kicker, that would, if I'm the defense, I would lollygag even more. But it's just ironic that, you know, we're 2-4. And if you look at week to week and you analyze what's going on every week, Hopkins, he's a decent kicker. He's not a great kicker. But I don't think any of those losses had to do with him. It had to do with our defense. So to not have any of the defensive guys cut, but cutting Hopkins, it's a little bit weird. Also, I don't know if your guys, the stat guys, are awesome, and if they could probably try to pull this stat at some point. But from the last 15 years, I'm just curious that from field goals of 55 yards or more, where do we rank out of 32 teams? It seems like we never have. I don't expect nobody to kick it like Justin Tucker. He's a freak. But it just seems like the most we can do is like a 52-yarder. We never kick these 57, 58 yarders. And I hope Blewett can at least do that, because that's what we've missed on Chip Lowmiller.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thanks, man.
I can think of a 59-yarder that Graham Gano hit once. I want to say Dustin Hopkins may have hit a 59-yarder one time. I'm going to look that up. But by and large, those are the two kicks beyond 55 that I can remember in D.C. in recent memory.
Yeah, it's hard to pull top of my head. And, you know, you look at the 50-plus totals, but that doesn't answer the question of 55-plus. Yeah, there you go.
59 was Gano for sure.
So, again, the part that I'm so frustrated by is if you knew that Dustin Hopkins wasn't it after 6 weeks, if six games could convince you that what you had said for the previous year-plus was wrong, then you need to know before those 6 weeks. You had the offseason. You had good free agent kickers that you could have paid $1 million to that would have come in here and presumably done a better job. But now you got to go through this process and this song and dance where you're trying a guy out twice. All 32 teams are going, nope. And you go, yes.
I also love the idea that he thinks we have statisticians. What kind of budget do you think we're working with here? He's like, you guys seem to have great stat guys.
I mean, Grant, Danny, and Google?
Google's a good stat guy, I guess. Yeah. Logan Paulson, next, breaks down the film for us. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.